DW.
In breaking news this morning, social media giant Facebook...
Facebook has blocked all news content on...
Social media giant Facebook has announced it will restrict publishers...
Facebook last week barred news content from appearing on its platform in Australia. But at first, not just news was affected. Content from government pages and other sites vanished as well. Google also threatened to pull the search giant out of the Australian market. Here's Google's Australia boss, Mel Silver.
It would give us no real choice but to stop making Google search available in Australia.
The internet giants were incensed by a proposed new media law that would force them to pay for content they linked to on their platforms. The new law, called the News Media Bargaining Code, stipulates that internet companies must negotiate with each news publisher about the value of content they link to on their sites. Under the law, if fair payment can't be agreed upon, an arbitration court will decide. The question at the crux of the matter is, what is fair competition? After all, Google and Facebook earn money by making available content from other creators, including news organisations. So surely it would make sense for these content creators to share in the profits. The internet giants argue it doesn't. If you recommend a cafe to a friend, they say, then would it be fair for the cafe to make you pay for sending them customers? The recommendation for the new law came from the Australian Competition and Consumer Commission, which calculated that out of every $100 spent on internet advertising, $81 go to Google and Facebook. So right now, the corporations are raking in most of the ad revenue, but they also have an important role in distributing media content. Those are, in simple terms, the two sides of the argument. In the wake of Facebook's sudden blocking of news content last week, Australia's Treasurer Josh Frydenberg said simply shutting down news sites wasn't a constructive move because Facebook didn't just target journalism, but government websites as well.
Facebook was wrong. Facebook's actions were unnecessary. They were heavy-handed and they will damage its reputation here in Australia. Their decision to block Australians' access to government sites, be they about support through the pandemic, mental health, emergency services, the Bureau of Meteorology, were completely unrelated to the media code.
Blocking access to the Bureau of Meteorology, especially during Australia's bushfire season when weather warnings can be vital for survival, caused a major outcry. Facebook posts for domestic and sexual violence support services were also taken down. Many of those non-news pages caught up inadvertently in the ban were later restored. But the damage was done, as Rob Nichols, an associate professor at the University of New South Wales Business School, explains.
For a company which prides itself on its software smarts, it was so indiscriminate, not being able to tell the difference between Channel 9 and the weather, or between Channel 7 and the cancer charity, was pretty poor.
As the news ban continued, the government in Canberra stood firm, saying it wouldn't be blackmailed into changing the media code. After initially threatening to pull out of Australia, Google signed a number of contracts with local news publishers for annual lump sum payments worth millions of dollars. After Google's concession, the Australian government ramped up its pressure on Facebook, pulling all of its own advertising campaigns from the platform. Here's Prime Minister Scott Morrison.
I would just say to Facebook, this is Australia. You want to do business here? You work according to our rules. And that's a reasonable proposition. We're happy to listen to them on the technical issues of this, just like we listened to Google and came to a sensible arrangement. And they should move quickly past that, come back to the table, and we'll sort it out.
Facebook still showed no sign of budging. But after days of negotiations between the Australian government and the social media network, Treasurer Frydenberg announced on Tuesday that a compromise had been reached, just as the new code was being debated in the Senate.
Well, Facebook has refriended Australia, and Australian news will be restored to the Facebook platform. And Facebook has committed to entering into good faith negotiations with Australian news media businesses in seeking to reach agreements to pay for content. This follows a series of intensive negotiations with Facebook.
Under the changes, if Facebook can now prove it has signed enough deals with media outlets to pay them for content, the government may not apply the new media code to the platform. one of Australia's leading media companies, Seven West Media, confirmed it had already signed a letter of intent to provide news content to Facebook. But business professor Nicole says the social media giant may deal with the consequences of the short-lived news ban for some time.
I think Facebook's damaged its reputation. It's damaged its reputation amongst advertisers. And at the same time, Google has actually, well, did the right thing. It came up and did a whole bunch of commercial deals at the last minute.
Many Australian Facebook users were also critical of Facebook's reaction.
I was kind of shocked and a little bit disappointed that they had done something so petty and silly, and they thought that that would get their way. I just thought they were being ridiculous. So in relation to that, I kind of just didn't really want to associate with them anymore. So I moved on to Reddit, which is much more enjoyable for me, just scrolling, because that's usually what I do with Facebook anyway.
Well, in my view, might have misjudged this one. And I think the market's going to respond pretty strongly with competing places to get news.
Still, some other users were pleased that news content would soon be returning to their feeds.
It's actually great for it to be back because I can actually share posts with my friends, be aware of what is happening, because I'm not the type of person to log on to the news every day. So it's good for me to interact and see what is happening.
Facebook has confirmed that news content will be restored to Australian users' news feeds in the coming days. However, the social media giant says it retains the right to decide whether to show news on the platform. Experts such as Rasmus Nielsen, the director of the Reuters Institute for the Study of Journalism at Oxford University, have meanwhile warned that any deals Facebook strikes would benefit a few big Australian publishers such as News Corp. But it remains to be seen if smaller publishers also stand to profit from these deals.
DW.